Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring back the Bucks, day four, loving it. And today, our broadcaster is Bob Walk, now in his 26th season as a member of the broadcast crew and, of course, a former pitching great with the Black and Gold. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. I don't know about great. How about a former pitcher would be suffice for me?
Oh, I think you would qualify in the great category in the lore of pirate history.
I'll tell you, I had a couple of moments.
Okay. You had a couple.
Did.
Well, you also had a few moments in a Phillies uniform.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think about $330 million contract for a guy?
The 13-year, I mean, the money is what it is. I mean, that's what guys make nowadays. 13 years was kind of jumped off the page at me. I mean, that's quite a contract length. And I don't think there was an opt-out in this either. And who knows what kind of
no trade clause in there.
Yeah, I mean, he's Philly for life.
You know what, Bob?
I guess.
I think a lot of fans, it's just so mind-boggling. And it's been. And you get it. If they're getting paid that, I guess that's what they're worth if the teams can afford to do that and make money. But you're right. I mean, in baseball, unlike some other sports, those contracts are guaranteed and can saddle organizations for years to come if they don't work out.
Oh, yeah, the length of the contract is what really is kind of the risk, I think, for most clubs. You know, if contracts were all 1-2 years, you'd probably see a lot bigger money per year getting thrown out than there is nowadays. I don't think it's a secret that the revenues are in the billions as far as
right.
money coming in. So, yeah, it's it's a big number, but as I said, I think the length of this contract, which was substantial, 13 years, really. But, you know, he's so young. You don't really get free agents. What is he, 26?
Yeah.
You don't get too many 26-year-old free agents. So if anybody's going to get a 13-year contract, I guess it was going to be him.
From high in the booth, who have you seen wearing a pirate uniform this year who has really jumped off the page, if you will, to you?
You know, it's mainly been all the young guys playing. And you know, the old guys have been really kind of kept back slow. And you know, I don't think I've even seen any of our regular pitchers yet that have been out there. So, you know, it can't like look at somebody that's going to be in that opening day lineup and say, okay, it's this guy, because I haven't seen him. So I got to go to, you know, some young guys, and
right.
I'd have to go with Key Brian Hayes is just. You know, we've heard about him and everything. Now I'm watching him, and it's always been about his glove. Oh, this guy's unbelievable with the glove. He could play third base in the big leagues right now defensively. Everything's fine. He's just got a hit. So I was thinking, I'm going to see somebody that's getting a little overmatched at the plate. Well, that hadn't been the case.
Yeah, he's been crushing
He's been hitting the ball just fine. I mean, I've seen him strike out a couple of times, but, you know, he's got, I think, 8 RBIs now in the spring. Got another one. In yesterday's game down against the Red Sox, he came in late, hit a double, knocked in a run. It's been impressive watching that young man play, and I think he's a future star for sure. I mean, this year, probably not, but I think in 12 months, we're going to be talking about how much he's going to help the team immediately.
We're talking to Bob Walk in the last half hour. Joe Musgrove, the starter, who's got a good attitude, I think, on the mound. It seems like, and a lot of people, we've been talking about it all week, the strength of the starting pitching looks like it's in place for the Pirates. Who might be that fifth starter?
Well, Jordan Lyles, the guy's pitching this afternoon, he's the guy that's penciled into that spot. I think he'd have to pitch his way out of that role.
Out of the number five.
At this, and then you would see, you know, plan Bs. And I think all the pitchers have been kind of informed that it's his job to lose.
Okay.
So I would say that's the way that's going to go. It would be interesting to watch him today to see how things are. But as long as he gets out of spring training healthy and, you know, doesn't, you know, face plant or anything like that, And I think there's your fifth starter. But as always, and it seems like we always I always say this in spring training, it's like, hey, this guy is probably going to be the fifth starter, but by May 1st,
yeah,
you know, all these things that we've talked about go out the window anyway because things happen.
Well, and over the course of the season, you see a lot of different names come up. People come up for a spot start. Stephen Brault probably, if that happens, would probably end up in the bullpen, I guess.
I don't know. He's got an option. Kingham doesn't. I mean, there are so many moving parts to this. And you have, you know, four, maybe five lockdowns in the bullpen right now. So how many spots on the pitching staff are really, really open? How many pitchers are they going to take north? I mean, that hasn't really been announced either. So it's kind of a moving target right now of who's going where and who's going to get what job and these things. A lot of stuff can happen.
Robert, we have a few questions for you.
Fire away. I'm ready.
All right, well, let's start with this one. You're in the booth, and this happens a lot here, apparently. Foul ball comes your way. Do you barehand it, glove it, use a hat, or duck?
Here I'll usually duck because we have all these, you know, edges and that little thing that sits in front of us. You've been up there. It sits about 6 inches. You can easily get a bad hop if you're trying to catch one.
A deflection, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a deflection in hockey. It's kind of like that. You got no chance. So now, if it's a straight coming into the middle part of the booth, I might go ahead and barehand it. But if there's a chance, it's around the edge of the net. I'm letting that baby go. I'm not gonna touch it. I'm going underneath the table.
Yeah,
well,
official duck.
Sunday, a Pirate for Life almost had his head taken off with one. It put another dent in the wall. You'll see up there. All right, question number two. You've been doing this a long time, more than a quarter of a century. Family and friends still critique you on your broadcasts?
Yeah, friends a little bit. Family, I don't know if they listen anymore. You know? I do get some stuff from friends. Well, I have my son's down. I got two sons down right now. And they got down about 5 days ago, and I hadn't worked a game until yesterday, and day before yesterday, one of them turns to my wife Lori and says, "Did Dad get fired? I've been here for 4 days. He hasn't left the house yet. What's going on?" So they give me little shots like that. They want to know, but nobody really gets on me about what I say, except I have some buddies that'll.
Well, that's
take
what,
me to task.
That's what buddies are for.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you know, I always have Greg Brown. So.
Well, and speaking of taking to task, have you ever had a player take you to task for something you said on a broadcast about them?
I've had a couple of times in 25 years, maybe two. Actually, I can only think of one. Kendall questioned something, and we had a talk about it, and then he ended up realizing that, wow, yeah, you're right, I'm wrong, and it was about something I'd said about his buddy, Keith Osick.
Oh, okay.
And one, it found out that I wasn't the one that said it. That's what almost 99% of the time happens is because the players, they hear things second, third hand. By the time it gets to them, nobody even knows. You know, it was something that somebody else, actually it was something Lanny had said about Keith being re-signed or not getting re-signed. And somehow it got to Osick that I had made the assumption that he wasn't coming back, but we talked it out.
You got it straight.
But as far as saying things that happened on the field, no. I have gone and apologized to players about things I've said on the air that turned out to be wrong, and I'm like, wow, that wasn't. I should.
You cut it off at the pass.
A lot of times on TV, I'll speak first before I see the video on a replay, and then I'll see the replay, and I'm like, uh-oh. That's not really what happened. And I've already said somebody did something wrong when they absolutely did the right thing.
Right.
Marte had a base running thing a few years ago where he got doubled off, and I got on him about not checking his coaches and that sort of thing. And then we saw on replay that, yeah, he was checking his coach.
Oops.
But the coach was looking straight up in the air at the pop fly. It wasn't doing what he was, and so I ended up getting on Marte, and I went to Marte as soon as I could and said, hey, I don't know if you heard or not, but I kind of got on you pretty good.
Fell on your sword.
All right.
And I I explained to him. Because that's the way I think, if you want to have a good relationship with the players, right, you better be able to admit when you're wrong.
Be honest. And finally, as a batter, how do you think you do against the nightmare, Felipe Vasquez?
If he threw nothing but fastballs, I could maybe kind of punch one into the infield somewhere. But if he started messing with me with off-speed stuff, I'd be in trouble. Because I can always, I mean, my plan was always swing when they let it go. And hope one of the first.
That's what I did. Hope
one of the first three was a strike. If one of the first three is a strike and I'm swinging when they let it go, just don't miss that one.
That's great.
Get that one put in play.
Bob Walk, part of the best broadcast team in Major League Baseball. Always enjoy our conversations, Bob, and looking forward to you guys all season long. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.